This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Most people who follow natural news believe in health freedom and food freedom. And one of the reasons behind that, the philosophical underpinning, is because they believe that they own their own body. And of course, I share that belief, and I think every free person in this world should share that belief. We own our own bodies, right? So we should have the right to decide what happens to our bodies. And that's true, you know, across the board, whether it's about injections, you know, vaccine injections or medications, like the state should never force medications upon us. Even in the abortion debate, you know, the pro-choice debate is based on the idea that a woman chooses what she does with her body. And the pro-life version of the debate simply intercedes when they say at some point there's another person's body, you know, when the child, let's say, is almost fully developed and about to be born, then that's another child. And so you can't, you know, you can't kill that child in the late stage of development and so on. That I'm not doing the abortion debate here. I'm just telling you how the abortion debate is framed. And in the pro-choice side, it's framed in the sense of a woman owns her own body. And the fact that we own our own bodies is, of course, it's a fundamental human right, or at least it should be. But a lot of you who read natural news may not fully embrace what it means to own your own body versus a collectivist state that wants to push government mandates on you. In other words, well, let me say this more clearly. If you believe you own your own body and you believe in health freedom and food freedom, it means that you really can't be a progressive or a Democrat because it's inconsistent with that. Because progressivism, as it's practiced today, or being a Democrat, is really about collectivism, which says that the state has the right to control what you do for the greater good of society. That's how it's framed. So on the political left, it's not about individualism. It's not about your right to choose what to do with your body. And this is why California passed SB 277, which was a law, a vaccine mandate law, that said that the state has the right to force children to be injected with toxic vaccines that do literally kill many children every year, according to the government's own data released by the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S, Vaccine Adverse Events Reaction, system? I don't recall the S in the acronym. But it's the VAERS system, and it showed that in 2016, 144 children alone were killed in the United States from vaccines. So this idea that the government should be able to force you to eat something you don't want to eat, or be injected with something that you don't want to be injected with, or to undergo a medical procedure that you don't want to undergo, that idea is rooted on the political left. And that's why California has been pushing vaccine mandates. And also, by the way, ideas like the things that will eventually lead to state-sponsored or state-mandated euthanasia. The idea that was very popular during the Third Reich, that once you reached a certain age of no longer being useful to society, you were then perceived as being a burden on society, and the state was able to eliminate your life in order to save money for the rest of society. Because, I mean, again, this is the argument of the Third Reich. They had posters about this. They would literally euthanize elderly, the infirmed, people with chronic degenerative diseases, and of course, the mentally retarded. Anyone who had a physical defect or a mental defect, who was considered to be not qualified in their point of view to be part of the, what they call themselves, like the master race or whatever. I don't know what terms they use. But in their view, if you weren't qualified genetically to be part of their master race, then they use the power of the state to kill you. And that's very consistent with the philosophy of people like California State Senator Dr. Richard Pan, who pushed SB 277. It's all about the collectivist state overriding the individual. And the reason I say all of this is because if you are a Democrat or a progressive and you follow Natural News, you follow my work, I want to invite you to really rethink your political affiliations. Now, I'm not a political tribalist. I'm not part of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or any particular tribe. I'm always an independent thinker. But I want to remind you that if you believe in health freedom and food freedom, that is inconsistent with the philosophy being pushed by the Democrats and progressives in particular. Now, it's also in many ways contradictory to some of the views on the right as well. For example, the Republicans have been very fond of pushing certain kinds of pharmaceutical, you know, big pharma-sponsored programs that are mandatory mental health screening for children in order to diagnose them with ADHD and put them all on psychiatric drugs that benefit the drug companies. So there's a lot of, like even under Bush, there was a push for mandatory mental health screening, and this was touted as a great benefit for the children. You know, no child should be left untreated was sort of the slogan. We must treat all the children who need treatment. Well, it's a scam, of course. They don't need more chemicals in their brain. What they need is good nutrition. What they need is decent parenting. You know, what they need are good role models in their homes. But under Bush, they managed to turn it into a big pharma prescription push. And, you know, so that was kind of the Republicans' version of it. But Democrats really tend to take it into a more extreme array of bad, you know, government control over your body. And that's with vaccine intervention and even chemotherapy being pushed by government-sponsored agencies. You know, the cancer industry is funded by government money, a lot of government science money from the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and so on. A lot of this is all about forcing you through fear to give in to a cancer treatment program that may actually not just harm you, but also kill you. And of course, California also was the site of the Rawsome Food raids, the armed government raids on James Stewart and others there who were selling the raw foods, you know, raw milk and raw cheese, which is vastly healthier for you than processed pasteurized stuff. And, you know, he was arrested. They threw him in jail for a period of time. They charged him with felony crimes. They fined him a lot of money, or they took his money. They confiscated his cash and so on. So California doesn't believe that you have the right to choose your own food, you know, even to have raw milk from a cow, you know, fresh milk from a farm. In California, that's a criminal act. And they don't believe that you should have the right to say no to the state trying to push vaccines onto you. So that's, to me, you know, progressivism should mean human progress. But instead, the application of progressivism in places like California is really a kind of medical tyranny and a totalitarian collectivist regime, which is very dangerous for human society, not just to the individual, but also families and children and society as a whole, because it's a very easy step to go from there to forced euthanasia or forced electroshock therapy for people that they diagnose as being mentally ill, which could mean, by the way, if you disagree with the state, there's actually, what's it called? Oppositional defiance disorder, ODD. It's written up in the DSM, the manual for psychiatric disorders. It's called oppositional defiance disorder. It means that if you disagree with the government, then you are mentally ill. So in places like California, they can take that diagnosis. They can say, well, anybody who doesn't agree with the state is mentally ill and should enjoy the electroshock therapy treatment because we're so compassionate. Everyone should be treated who needs treatment. And they can force you into electroshock therapy, literally zap your brain until you comply with Jerry Brown. This is not a joke. I'm not making this up. States have done this in the past. You know, not just the Third Reich, but other states. And in fact, the history of psychiatric treatment in America is a very dark history of abuse of power and crazy, insane doctors and insane government coercion of people. I mean, if you knew the true history, you'd be absolutely shocked. So the fundamental thing we all need to fight for is individual liberty. Individual liberty, the right of the individual to say no to these interventions, or the right of the individual to be able to engage in producing food, honest food, raw milk, even hemp production, medical cannabis production, all of these things without government interference or government criminalization. This is the key. I don't care what political party you belong to or who you vote for. As long as you agree with the principle of individual liberty, which by extension means you honor food freedom and health freedom and freedom to speak, freedom of self-defense, and so on. It all gets back to the liberty of the individual. And that is what Democrats absolutely hate. That's why they want to take the guns away. That's why they want to take the food rights away. That's why they want everybody to be on food stamps so the government controls them. That's why they don't want people to be able to speak freely, because they don't want individuals to rock the boat of the collectivist society that's run by a tyrannical or totalitarian regime of Democrat tyrants. Democrats are the party of tyranny, whereas right now, I mean, at least a more conservative point of view is more pro-liberty. And I don't agree with the establishment Republicans on lots of things. You know, they're in the pocket of Monsanto. They're in the pocket of the drug companies and so on. So they're totally wrong on a lot of issues. But when it comes to individual liberty, they have a far better track record than the Democrats at the moment. But we'll see. You know, things swing and evolve throughout history. What I would like to see is a new political party, like the Liberty Party, and not the Libertarian Party, which has its own problems and is also to some degree in bed with Monsanto. I'm talking about a green Liberty Party, you know, pro organics but pro liberty at the same time. That's what I'd be all in for right there. You know, I want my firearms and I want my organic food, both. And right now there is no party that offers that as a platform, although I think they go together because it's all based on natural human rights. It's an extension of natural law as far as just basic philosophy is concerned. So there you go. Those are my thoughts. Hope it gives you something interesting to think about. Thank you for listening. You can find more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com, or check out my website at naturalnews.com, or visit my online store for lab-verified clean foods and superfoods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life, but when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com. and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.